is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us this week. We have a great topic as we're rounding the corner for Thanksgiving and giving thanks, which is our national holiday, which is celebrated in November. Of course, President George Washington proclaimed the official nationwide Thanksgiving from 1789, which is 225 years ago. So, and for kids with autism, you know, it can be a challenge to have Thanksgiving, especially if you have a big family and you're going to a different environment, different someone else's home that they may not be comfortable in.
Uh-huh.
They may have a dog. It could be a lot of different things going on for sure. But, you know, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a great holiday that we're really supposed to give true thanks for things that are in our lives that brings us happiness, like our mothers, our fathers, our siblings, the grandparents, our aunts, uncles, and friends, to your house and apartment. And also toys, different toys. Kids get to play with different toys. You know, I think kids with autism, there is an adjustment period for sure. But I think if you're going to your grandparents' house, let's say, or your cousins, or even a friend's, you might have to travel a little way to get there. Some people go by car, by train, or even by plane.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's funny, because I always think of trains, planes, and automobiles, you know. I always think about that. That's one of those great holiday movies every year I love. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that love that movie too. But, you know, it's okay to bring some stuff with your child. You know, I think you can bring some toys or books or even some snacks for the ride, especially if you're going to be in the car for quite a few hours. But you're going to have a lot of fun celebrating, you know, Thanksgiving when you get to your destination, and you're going to eat lots of food, or it's going to be a late lunch, and you know, lots of people traditionally obviously eat turkey, which is the national bird for Thanksgiving. But lots of people eat things like pasta, steak, a baked ham, salad, and whatever your family likes best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some Thanksgiving dinners can be small, and it could be just the kids and the parents, which are also very special. And some have lots and lots of cousins and aunts and uncles and friends, which can be noisy, you know. So that's the adjustment period, I think, there, Lynn, is that you're going to have, you know, some issues where you're going to have some maybe distressed or an overwhelming environment, which could be, or a big change to their usual routine, which can be a challenge.
It might be hard for some families who maybe they go to a relative that they don't see that often, or they, you know, travel farther than they normally do, or something like that. I mean, in our family, usually it's okay because he's used to the relatives that we see, because those are the only relatives that we usually see on a basis for the holidays. So he's kind of used to the routine. But yeah, I mean, if it's completely something that the child's not used to, I would definitely try to prepare them ahead of time, maybe show them pictures of the relative so they understand where you're going, and make sure you speak to that relative about your child's behaviors and what they can do to help you, you know, maybe have your child have a getaway space so that they can get away from all the noise. The other thing, actually, that we usually do is a lot of times we have Thanksgiving here in our house, in your own house. Sometimes it's easier in a lot of ways, because then the child is already in his or her own environment and has that space to just get away. I know in our case, my son will go to his bedroom and close his door, and he'll come out when he wants to, which is nice to have that ability. But, you know, if you do go to a relative, they may know the situation. Maybe they have something in mind where your son or daughter can stay, or offer options that your child might want to eat certain foods that not a typical, you know, Thanksgiving dinner foods, you know, if your child's sensitive with the food.
For sure.
So.
I mean, you know, they say, a lot of the experts, from a child's perspective, it's going to be a hard day. You know, they're not going to school. Mom and dad are not going to work. It isn't a Saturday or Sunday. It's a normal, you know, weekend routine is not happening. They're going to be in a long drive, maybe, with lots of traffic. They're not going to be able to play on their computer at home like they do during the afternoon. And dinner's going to be earlier than they eat at home. It's going to be different kinds of food that they may not like. A lot of people trying to talk to them, and it's going to be noisy. Everyone will be busy, and they might not know what to do, your kids.
Right.
So like you said, you know, you plan ahead. You know, there's a lot of different strategies. I think, you know, it depends on the child, obviously. But, you know, is your child going to be able to even sit at the dinner table and take time, you know, for everyone to enjoy their meal, and mention to whoever might be hosting it that your child may not be able to sit for so long, and that they may get fidgety, and he or she might have to be excused early from the table.
Right.
And I know you mentioned, you know, a quiet area, which isn't important, but I think also, and I don't know, but also even planning an exit strategy with your partner ahead of time.
Make the visit short.
You know, if your child is not going to be able to participate very long, you know, sometimes it's beneficial maybe even to drive separately, you know, and then if the child needs to leave earlier than expected, you can leave, you know.
Right. The other thing is, too, if you I know the iPad for us was like a life-saving thing when my son finally took to the iPad, you know, definitely bring that with you on the trip. If for communication, number one, if your child uses it for communication, if they're not verbal, but also for games and watching videos. I mean, my son can sit and watch music videos, and that just keeps him kind of quiet and calm, you know, something that you know is going to be calming for your child, because it is a very overwhelming day, and everybody's, especially in the, you know, Italian and Jewish families, we're loud, we talk a lot, you know, we talk over each other, there's a lot of talking and screaming, and, you know, the kid is not necessarily used to that type of environment, so it's hard.
Right, no, for sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's just so many different things that, you know, you have to put in consideration. You could be getting ready for a Thanksgiving Day parade. Everybody's watching the parade.
Right.
You know, playing football. There's a lot of football on. I know that's a big deal.
That's big,
saying, you know, and just a lot of different things. And I think you can do, like you said, you can get some pictures of the home and the people you can see might be helpful.
Right.
You know, and I think all these little things, too, and even just saying goodbye and getting back in the car to go home, you know, and activities for your child to do on the long car ride home if you have one. And then the transition of actually getting home. I know sometimes we had 1 year, my son, he didn't want to go home.
Oh, wow.
And he was having so much fun with all the, you know, cousins and everything, he didn't want to leave.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah,
so that was a good thing, but then it was also a bad thing.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do for the holidays. And as you think, you know, of how you celebrate with your family, some could be adapted and some may be even too difficult to participate in.
Sometimes I used to, when my son was little, and if you know the food ahead of time, if it's at someone else's house and you don't want the person to go out of their way, you might want to bring food with you. I've done that on several occasions when he was little, and if he wouldn't eat whatever was, you know, for many years I did that. I used to bring food. Now he's at the point where he'll eat anything, or he'll, you know, he's willing to try different things. But there was a long time where he wouldn't, you know, he wasn't open to that. And so I would just bring a little container of different things, you know, that would be helpful for him so he could eat.
Right. No, definitely. And I think, you know, you're after a while, hopefully your family and your friends know a little bit about autism and about your child too. So they kind of help make it less stressful for you also.
Right. Try to include the child, make them feel like you wanted or her.
Of course. You know, and you want to be thinking about the issues in advance and coming up with a plan. You want to make the holiday as pleasant as possible for your family. So, you know, you can have a new tradition that everyone can be a part of and enjoy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. And I think that goes with any holidays, just like Christmas and Hanukkah and, you know, everything else. I mean, Thanksgiving is a little different because it's really about the feast and eating. And like you said, it's more talking and stuff like that. There's no, like, at least with the holidays like Christmas and Hanukkah, you have gifts and you might have a distraction
play,
and they're you know, opening a new present or a toy, and they might even play with that toy at the house, you know, especially if it's something that's suitable for your child. So it's a little different, you know. Thanksgiving, there's usually not that kind of a day where it's just like traditionally, like I said, they'll sit in front and watch the football games or, you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and, you know, your child may not be into that at all, you know, so they'll get bored and have no interest whatsoever into that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's a different thing for sure.
But whatever you do, your child will pick up on. If your stress level goes up, your child's stress level goes up. So I think it's important. I don't think I've ever said this before on the air, but it's important to kind of just stay calm and just go with the flow and let your kid go with the flow. Whatever he or she wants to do, let them be themselves, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to enjoy it as best you can. You want to make the experience for him as best as, or her, as best as possible. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a pleasant day. And, you know, if you can go outside, even better.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, yeah. That's always a good thing.
You know, if the family member has a swing set or something like that, that can be very beneficial, too, sometimes.
Right.
I know one of our family members had a nice swing set, and my son would go outside and be on the swing for a couple hours, you know. You know, and that would be very enjoyable for him.
Trampoline. We have a trampoline in our family, and Michael loves that. And then, it gets all the anxiety out.
Of course. They're able to move around and, you know, be able to be active. And it just helps calm them down and centers them a little bit, you know, for sure. So, you know, it's a definitely, you know, an adjustment always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have a holiday, for sure. And Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that can be probably one of the toughest ones, I think. Because especially with the food, sometimes the food is not
coming
out on time, or, you know, it's, you know, you're not eating right away, and, you know, your child's going to be hungry. And, you know, if they're on that routine and schedule, it can be a very big adjustment. As you know, with you and I, it's pretty easy. You know, we just say, okay, we know we're not going to eat till 5 o'clock. We might be at the house at 3 and we're not eating, and we're kind of just sitting around, maybe having cranberry juice or a drink or wine or something. And there's really nothing to really eat, you know, for our kids. So, and they're, and if they're big eaters with big appetites, it's going to be hard for them. So I think that's, you know, that's a challenge for sure.
Right, right.
So, you know, we'll, we want to hear from you guys, you know. We definitely want to hear about your experiences. We'd love to share some Thanksgiving stories with everybody. I think it makes it interesting, you know. So how's your experience for Thanksgiving been over the years with your child? You know, you can email us at questions@autismradio.org and also use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777 and let us know about your routine and your holiday Thanksgiving, and definitely share it with us. We definitely want to hear from you for sure. So we want it to be a fun and enjoyable day, and it is a special holiday about bringing your family and your friends together, and it's a perfect time to say thank you to the people you're thankful for.
And it's one of my favorite holidays, all American tradition. So
yes, absolutely, it's a great holiday. I always loved it and had great memories of Thanksgiving and enjoyed it with our family for many years.
It's great. I think also if you start when they're little and you start showing them the parade and everything, then they kind of know every year, oh, this is, you know, Thanksgiving. I mean, that's just like a big tradition, an American tradition, no matter what faith or nationality or whatever you are, everybody knows the Thanksgiving Day parade, and the kids usually do like that.
They do.
You
they
know,
do.
You know, to watch it or even you dare go to it, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was one of those things, and I don't know about you, it was one of those things I kind of had in my bucket list, like always wanted to go one year.
Oh, I did too, but it's so
but it's
hard.
Just such a challenge, and to get in there.
Whatever.
Yeah, to get in there, get out of there, it's a nightmare.
And you can't
I've heard
see anything
people.
Anyway.
Well, that's it. If you don't get there super early, and, you know, for our kids with autism, I mean, they're not going to, most of them are not going to sit that many hours, and they're gonna have to go to the bathroom. Where do you go to the bathroom? It's just real hard. It's a hard thing with kids. I mean, people do it all the time, and they have success. But with kids with special needs, sometimes it's not so easy.
Yeah, no, not the easiest thing in the world.
You know. But it's definitely one of those things I always wanted to do. And
I know, me too.
Me too. Get to. I actually have a friend of mine who does the floats every year.
Oh, you could watch that, right, the day before?
Yeah, he gets to go the day before, and then he actually walks in the parade holding a string for the float.
Oh, yeah, that's fun,
yeah. So he's on that committee. I mean, that would be a pretty cool experience to be a part of that every year.
Well, one year, we were able to watch it. If you know someone who works around there or lives around there, you can go inside and watch it. We did that, but that was before we had kids, unfortunately. But that was a fun. That's a great way to see the parade if you could want to see it live and don't have to stand out in the cold. But yeah, that's like a rarity, you know.
And lately, we've been pretty lucky too. The weather has been pretty nice on most of the Thanksgiving. I remember when I was a kid, there was some really cold, cold Thanksgiving days.
Oh, really? I don't even remember.
Yeah, there was some really
that's
cold
how old
days.
I am. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't remember anymore. Yeah.
Back in the day when the pilgrims came. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Right. You're dating yourself now. So.
I know, right?
But, you know, it's definitely a good, fun time, you know, start of the holidays too. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, it's to me, it's one of the less stress holidays for me personally. I mean, usually I would cook a lot of things too for Thanksgiving and bring them with me. I don't mind doing that.
Right, right. Everybody helps out.
You know, helps out, brings
and
a dish. And,
nice.
You know, it's not so bad. Whereas, like, the holidays, you got to buy gifts and you got to wrap gifts.
That's,
and it's just a whole another stress. I think it's a lot more stressful.
I also think of it as like an all-American holiday, you know, because, like I said, almost, you know, everybody who is an American celebrates it. So it's not like a religious holiday at all.
Right.
And it's about us being, you know, the pilgrims getting freedom and all that. So it's just, you know, and the Indians sitting down together. And it's just a nice concept, you know, the way that it's one of the few real true American holidays, like the 4th of July, you know, so nice.
It brings everybody in unity together. You know, everybody here that lives in the America, you know, they celebrate Thanksgiving. They get together, like you said, all celebrate together. So it is nice. It really, I feel like it's a real nice holiday to bring unity and peace and You know, like you said, you look at the parade, you got, you know, nationalities and religions from all over the world. And,
right.
You know, it's a great experience, I think. It's a nice thing, you know. And it's just so much history there, too. Like, you know, I mean, the Macy's Parade, it, you know, brings you back to your childhood. I remember, you know, you going to your grandparents and watching the parade. And, you know, we used to go early in the morning and watch the parade at my grandparents' house. And, you know, just a lot of really cool memories with that stuff.
Yeah, I actually remember us going into the city. This is funny. And my parents, we drove the whole family into the city to go see the parade. And we actually couldn't get a spot. And we drove all the way home.
Oh, wow.
We could not get a parking spot, and we drove all the way home one year. And one year we did actually go see it when I was really, really little, but I was so little I don't remember. I think I couldn't see anything. So I did go, you know, as my parents took us as children, but I didn't go with my family now. It's just, different generation.
I always loved the cartoons, too. You know, you got Charlie Brown, and, you know, it's always like, fun to watch all the different, you know, cartoons, and they always had the Christmas movie star, you know, used to play Laurel and Hardy. They used to play all these different, you know, March of the Wooden Soldiers. They used to play all these different, you know, It's a Wonderful Life would start airing on Thanksgiving, and, you know, it just gets you in the mood for the holidays. And I think nowadays we're so rushed into the holidays. I feel like Thanksgiving's one of those holidays you can actually sit back, kind of enjoy the day, and really get the full day of it, whereas the other holidays, it's so rushed and crazy, and especially if you have a big family. You know, especially Christmas, I mean, for me growing up was great, but it was also chaotic, too, because we had to go see two different families in the same day. And so we were rushed out of our house to go to other, you know, family and then visit other family. And it was just a crazy day where we never really, I mean, we enjoyed it, but it was like rushing around. We didn't get to sit and actually enjoy the whole day where Thanksgiving, you get that opportunity to talk about a lot of things and, you know, get a chance to talk to your relatives that maybe you haven't talked to or seen in quite some time. So I just think it's a good time. But like I said, I mean, for our kids with, you know, autism, it can be a challenge at times. But I think, like we said earlier, a lot of preparation can go into this day to make it very smooth and make the transition of the day very very exciting and pleasurable for them and for the whole family too. I know my son now, he kind of gets into the parade. You know, my daughter and I traditionally been watching the parade every year. Now he's been actually, you know, we used to put it on. He would only stay for a few minutes, but the last couple of years he actually pretty much sits down and watches the whole parade now.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Pretty cool, you know, and especially like the music and stuff when they have the musical performances. Really enjoys that stuff. So it's pretty cool, you know, to actually sit down and enjoy that with them. And it's a lot of fun for me because, like I said, as a child, it just has so many memories. And then, you know, even my parents, you know, they remember it as a kid as well. And, you know, it's been around for a really long time. So a lot of great memories there for sure. So. But definitely, you know, let us hear from you how your holiday went and any tips too. I mean, definitely, Lynn, if somebody has some great tips that they can share, can help another family on a situation. Maybe you had a challenge or dealing with something that out of the norm that you can give to other families that may be going through the same situation and you know, come up with a resolution or an answer to it. So. Definitely good stuff. So we want to hear from you. And again, don't forget our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777 and also our email at questions@autismradio.org. You know, we like to thank all our listeners, Lynn, as always, for continued support. It's been outstanding. Been doing this a long time. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of Thanksgivings with you guys over the years. And you know, we definitely enjoy the time we spend with everybody and Hope Saves a Day and Autism Radio. And also, too, during the holidays, too, make a pledge today to donate to autismradio.org. As we have many, many families needing services they desperately need, our programs need to be funded to continue to being a free program for these families that really need these programs. The benefits have been tremendous. We've had so many great testimonials over the years, and we want to be able to continue to support the community that really needs a lot of support. So please feel free to make a pledge today and a donation. And even if it's a dollar, you can go to autismdonation.org and takes you right to our website, and you can make any kind of donation. It could be $1, $2, whatever you can afford. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a large amount, but if we get enough people out there that donates $1, the dollar goes a long way. Because remember, we're all 100% volunteer organization, and I think that's really important to highlight, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, it's something that I'm very proud of, and the money that we raise goes directly to families in need, so that's a huge, huge part of why I'm so proud of being a part of Autism Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and thank everybody out there as always, and enjoy your Thanksgiving. I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Have a happy, safe holiday. And we want everybody to have a great week, as always. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time.